Herd of Red Deer in a Forest Clearing by Johann Christian Kroner, painted in 1899. Welcome to this audio guide, in which we'll be looking at this picture for a few minutes. Here we are in a forest clearing with a herd of red deer. There are no buildings, fences, or any sign of human activity visible, so the scene may be located far into the wilderness. What clues are there as to the time of day or time of year? The foliage looks autumnal, doesn't it? How do you imagine the weather to feel? The air must be sharply chill. Look at the puff of breath coming from the stag's mouth. Do you think the air feels damp or crisp? Now look at the soft light on the hillside and the shadows on the rocks. Does this suggestion of sunlight make you imagine the temperature any differently? Next, let's look at the composition and the way it helps us understand the story of the painting. The artist has created a contrast between the lone stag to our left and the herd to our right, which is standing together behind another stag on the rolling meadow. What does the positioning of the stags suggest about which one is the established leader of the herd? We would probably conclude it's the one on the right. The nearer stag is bellowing, tipping back his head, his antlers curving over his neck and back. Notice his neck mane. In red deer stags, this mane only grows in the autumn around rutting time. So there's a suggestion of some drama about to unfold. Is this stag an interloper, trying his luck against the established stag on the hill? The stag on the hill gazes down at him, as if weighing him up. The small herd of females swing their eyes round. Are they nervous or interested? The females in the centre are in a splash of light, their red backs glowing, earning them their name of red deer. If you let your eyes travel over to the upper right, you'll see more deer scattered on a sun-dappled hillside, where the sun picks out boulders and grasses. So this is quite a good-sized herd of deer, well worth fighting over. Let's look now at how the painter has used colour and brush strokes to create effects. A fringe of autumnal trees marks the horizon of the near hill. Beyond, the hills sink away to a distant mountain peak. Notice how the painter has used soft, misty purples and greys to create that faraway look. These colours are really muted, with only a hint of greens and purples in them. Yet our brains know exactly how to interpret them into far forests and hills without us having to think about it. Above is a sky that might be cloudy bright, or perhaps a very pale blue with puffs and streaks of clouds. Coming back to the foreground, have a look at the stream running between the rocky banks. See how the painter suggests the movement of the water and its speed. Notice if you can tell which way it's flowing by the brush strokes. If you can zoom in, you might be able to see how rough those brush strokes are close up. How would you describe the colours of the water? Does the water look clear or muddy? It could be that the water's carrying debris down from higher up the mountain. Now, visualise yourself inside the scene. This is a wonderful way to feel the picture even more vividly. Let's imagine for a moment that the stag has gone away. You're safely on this side of the stream, separated from the deer herd, sitting on a boulder and dipping your toe in the water. How does this feel? Imagine you're now sliding your whole foot down below the surface of the water. Does it make you shiver? Or maybe your feet are so hot from hiking out here into the wilderness that it feels refreshing. Taking this sense experiment one step further, can you feel the bed of the stream if you try? If you can, press your foot down into it. What textures can you detect? How does the water feel as it swirls around your ankle? Now your foot's getting cold, so better take it out, dab it dry, and put your socks and shoes back on because the stag's coming back. You move quietly away and watch. What happens next? What will the stag do? Will he leap the stream and challenge the distant stag? Or will he walk on and leave the herd of deer to their sunlit meadow? We've come to the end of this audio guide now, although you're welcome to spend more time looking at the painting on your own. Next, you might like reflecting on what you most enjoyed about this brief activity. So scroll down to wrap up your painting to have a go at this.